Welcome to VFN Radio, the Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studios today for the Extra Hours is John Ramos and Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
A shout out to all of our listeners out there. Oh, my goodness. Check this out. Okay, we got so much to share with you. Listen. Major things are taking place. Our Lord is soon to return. Prophecies being fulfilled. We do not want to be destroyed for a lack of knowledge. The Extra Hour today, we will fill you in. We'll be right back. Welcome. VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studios is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. What a wonderful first hour we just had. It was amazing. You know how quick it goes. Of course, we always say that, but it just does, doesn't it?
Fantastic. Awesome. Yes. I'm really enjoying this first hour and what we're sharing. I'll tell you, this is insightful truth, and I'm glad that we're breaking it right here on VFN Radio. This is awesome.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about in the end of the first hour is, you know, what has taken place. I want to pull up here for you so we're going to make this available on the VFN TV blog. Listen, you got to see all the resources that are available for you, all the encouraging words. If you haven't yet subscribed to VFN TV, it's free. Just subscribe. We have everything that we're talking about available for you and more at VFNTV.com. But, you know, digitizing, identifying the entire, think about it, the entire population. Think about that. That is just, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I mean, nerve-wracking when you think about it. But, you know, where is this heading to?
The end. Right?
Oh, my. Yeah. Think about it. We're right there. And it's amazing that in that book, The World is Flat, and he started talking about it, that India is such a huge player. You know, that's where they do a lot of the customer service. You know, they do a lot of the screening of x-rays.
For those that don't know, we were talking about in the first hour about Friedman's book. What's Friedman's first name?
The World is Flat. Thomas Friedman.
Yeah, Thomas Friedman's book, The World is Flat. And if you haven't read it, it's about, 4 inches thick or something.
Yeah.
You know, just listen to us. We'll share with you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but go ahead. You were saying?
Well, by the way, a year later, he wrote a revision to it, which was just as thick. So much has changed within that 1 year, so you don't want to reread the whole thing. But basically, you know, he was just talking about how commerce and business has totally changed, where before it was, you know, without the internet, it was just basically countries that were trading and doing business. But now with everyone having the internet access, you know, a small company, a person in their home can transact business with someone clearly across the world. And so one of the things that in his research, he had to take some time off to do this research for this book. He went to India and he saw all the people and basically everything that they built out there was to support everything that was all the businesses that were happening here all across the country. One of those of which was that if you can get your x-rays scanned there at a local hospital in the United States, they could literally overnight them or just email them to the doctors in India, and they would look at them and get, you know, answers and send them back the next day, quick turnaround. So it's so interesting that you said that the person who sparked this conversation is now introducing this new technology. I mean, digital imprint. Oh my goodness! I mean, we are so close to the end, and how many people are actually awake? You know, I'm so appreciative of being able to break this here on VFN Radio.
Well, you know what? I was listening to, you know, GPS on, it's George Papa SAM, GPS, on CNN, and a very intelligent program. And I just love, you know, facts and details and, you know. And so they're saying they're going to, that this particular person who sparked the book that John's talking about is, his goal, his desire is to imprint India, to bring them in to the marketplace, to bring them into a place. We want to help you. There's in between people, and there are. I mean, you think about it. I mean, men's own evilness and sin, because if they are taking 90 cents out of every dollar that should have made it to that Indian in India,
right,
to be able to provide for them, you know, care and help and provision and loans, men's evilness produced the next level of evilness, which is now governmental rule and tyrannical rule. But they're imprinting, they're fingerprinting, retina. We'll make this available on the VFN TV blog. You can see more of it. But there's, you know, you scan your eye, the back of your eye, and everybody's unique in their eye. And they're taking pictures. And most of these people, from what I understood, and I was watching, they got a segment there you can watch as well, that they've never been on the computer. They don't mess with computers. You know what I'm saying? But somebody's telling them, listen, if you'll do this, we'll be able to get aid to you. And in that, they said, in that interview, that to be able to get a cell phone, to be able to get a phone, you're going to have this identity.
Wow.
So now they're withholding things from the population to be able to get it.
Isn't there an amazing connection with getting things?
Yeah, things, stuff, yeah.
Things, right? Stuff.
Yeah.
And the more you turn over, it reminds me of the hurricane.
Yeah, oh, you haven't heard
that. We went through the hurricane.
You're in the cheese line. You are preaching faith, and now you're like calling me up. Like, come over to the cheese line.
Exactly. You know, but it's interesting. We had a chance to see first glance, and I don't know if many believers, many Americans get a chance to witness something like that. But when there's a catastrophe like that and there's no power for 11 days and there's people that have genuine need. I mean, there were people that we saw it.
Yes.
We went to Lakeland, when we went to Katrina out there and saw the devastation in Mississippi, and our hearts just broke. I was actually talking to someone the other day. They were complaining about mosquitoes, and you'll remember this. But remember that little baby we saw in Louisiana that had all those mosquito bites?
It was ant bites.
Ants
crawled up into the baby's bed during that storm because they were looking for it. It was all water. Everything was underwater.
Yeah.
So they had like armies of ants floating on top of the water. And when they got to that child's bed, they crawled up in his bed. He was covered.
Oh, it was awful. We were talking about mosquitoes yesterday, and I said, "Oh no!"
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this baby. This baby had.
You remember? Then I think the mother's or the dad's feet were bleeding because they had to walk barefoot trying to get some food.
Yeah.
For their kid.
Yeah.
And nobody, everybody says, you know, I got a check. I'll just cash my check. There was no banks.
Hello.
There was no banks. Your checks were worthless. It was worthless, and people were paying for things with $100 bills because they did not have like a $5 bill, and nobody could make change.
Right.
If you haven't, you need to listen to Prudent Preparations, available for you on VFN TV. But we're talking about this, that, you know, so they're saying this is the way it's going to happen. You know, I guess we just got to be willing to die. You know, and that's, you know, just die already, right? We got to be willing just to go, you know, that it's appointed once to die and then the judgment. If you're a believer and you die, you're with God forever. You need to begin to read about what heaven is about and realize that you win. And nobody should be weeping your loss, even if you left early, even if you left a little bit later. When you left, you entered into the presence of God, and you're in this awesome place. You're in heaven, you know? And this is the lifetime that we have to be able to prove our love back to him, you know, to test our faith, and that we win. If it's just for this lifetime alone, Paul said, that we are living, you know, we should be pitied more than anybody else.
Right.
But it's not for this life. But I think about Revelation. Because Revelation chapter 13 about the beast economy. You know, we have this on the VFN TV blog under prophecies where, you know, Johnny Foote, a prophetic, he has a prophetic gift. He's a prophet, but he is also a friend of mine. And his words on there about the shifting of the beast economy. And here it is. It's happening as we speak. And But with that, that India is saying, we want to help you. Listen, we want to get stuff to you. And so they're surrendering their authority, their identity. You can track my life. You can know everything about me just so you can give me something to eat, something to do with the business, you know, whatever is going on. So then you're not going to be able to buy or sell them without the government being involved in it, right?
Right.
And he says in Revelation chapter 13, the word says, 11, it says, then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great miraculous signs and caused fire to come down from heaven to earth to in full view of men. Because of the signs, he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast. He deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. And he forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or his forehead so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name and the number of his name. And we always talk about that number. People have talked about it, 666. I just found out, you know, the Social Security in America will not issue a Social Security card. It's a policy, obviously created some time back, that if the first three digits are 666, they will not.
Really?
Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. So literally, you can't buy or sell without this mark. And so what they're doing in India right now, because they felt they had a need, was that they're going to give them a mark, an identity, and they're going to identify them, and they'll be able to buy and sell. You think, well, that's India. Well, first of all, 1.2 billion people is 1/6 of the world's population. Granted, China is already on board with this, so you're looking at, you know, 1/3 of the world's population right now with India and China. And you think, well, that would never happen in America. Well, you know, we're going to make available today, and I'm not, you know, saying this particular person is all there, but he actually brings up the healthcare bill. He shows the healthcare bill, and in the healthcare bill, you know, Johnny talks very specifically about, you know, receiving an RFID chip that they can implant to help you at the time of your needing of medical care, just like India, right? Needing something. That they can verify, you know, your medical records, your financial ability to pay, and it's done. The secretary is the one that has the authority in to do this, not the president or the Congress. It's the secretary that has the authority to have this thing implanted or not.
Wow.
You know, and it's to help you, John. It's to help you because, you know, what if you needed something, you know?
I'm telling you, it just so reminds me of that time, you know. It reminds me of that hurricane time. There's some people that we saw that we were helping and giving aid to and brought tons of stuff there, but they had aid, they had need, you know, and they were taken by surprise, but they filled out so much information and gave out so much of their personal information just to get a little debit card,
right?
You know, that they were going to take to Walmart or wherever to get some basic food.
Or
but they almost gave up their life. Yeah, or a PlayStation, you know. And even with that, there was so much fraud. So you can see that the next step, you know, you can almost, the writing's on the wall. Just go ahead and put that thing in your skin, you know. They're not going to steal it from you.
Well, it's law, you know. And if you're going to want health care based on what they're saying, let me play just a little piece of this. And then we'll come back. But I just want just a little small piece of it. It's too long to be able to play the whole thing, but you got to hear it. I want you to hear just a little bit of it.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it
away from the fog of the controversy.
The most important thing that has happened so far, the Supreme Court has upheld the individual mandate, essentially affirming that President Obama's health care law is indeed constitutional, and the Congress did not exceed its authority when it essentially ordered every American to buy health insurance.
What's up, guys? Now that Obamacare is passed, let's go and take a look and see what is in Obamacare.
I know what it sounds like.
If you go to, and I'll put all the links in the box. If you go to H.R. 3962, this is a bill that was written back in 2009, October 29, 2009. If you go down to page, I think maybe 1501, this is the FDA administration. And then if you scroll down a little bit more, it talks about National Medical Device Registry. And if you read down, it talks about implementing a, and it talks about class 3 medical devices, and that's like pacemakers and stuff. But this right here, it says, and this is a very open-ended bill. It means they can do whatever they want and have vague language. But it says, may include, as the secretary determines, who is Obama's puppet, Pelosi, as she deems appropriate, specifies in regulation a class 2 device that is life-supporting or life-sustaining. What is a class 2 device? Well, if you go to the FDA, a class 2 special controls guidance document, implantable radio frequency transponder system for patent identification and health information. And if you go back here, it's all about data registry, medical device registry, health information, implantable. If you go over here to FDA, class 2, implantable radio frequency transponder system for patient identification and health information for medical device registry. And also over here, it talks about it. It goes through, just talks about the class 2.
He's actually, I'm obviously, you know, listen to the content of it, you know.
Right.
But he's you're going to be able to see the actual pages of the bill. He's going right to the page of the bill. He sounds a little bit different maybe than possibly, you know, we would sound. But just get past the sound part. And, you know, we wouldn't call somebody's puppet. But listen to the content. You know, listen to the content of it. And he's going back. You're actually looking at the bill. And he's pointing right at what Nancy Pelosi said she didn't read. And most said they didn't read. And being, you know, so listen up a little bit more.
The device is intended to enable access to secure patient identification and corresponding health information in humans. Implantable. What are they talking about? They're talking about the microchip.
He's showing the chip right there. Now, this is the vice president about to talk here. Listen to Vice President Joseph Biden.
And we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, Mark.
He's talking to Chief Justice Roberts in his confirmation hearing, who's now the Chief Justice, who just ruled on health care, by the way, this week.
My words before your tenure is over.
And it goes back. This is a very open-ended bill, and it says that the secretary may include, if she determines appropriate, which she is Obama's puppet, a class 2 device that is life-supporting. Now, they tried to pass a bill like this a couple years ago, and I think the whistleblowers came out, so they came out and redacted part of a bill. And they've come out with this very vague one. Now, what was in the other bill? This was H.R. 3200. Same wording, a class 2 device that is implantable. This was in their thing. Life-supporting, life-sustaining. The same thing is what they put here, but they've worded it vague. Class 2 device, they've taken out implantable, that is life-supporting and life-sustaining. that even though it's vague, it still means the same thing as a Class 2 device that is implantable. This was in their actual bill. And when you go back, what is implantable? It goes back to the chip.
He's showing the chip here. You know, and this is unverified, so you'll need to, you know, verify everything that we say, you know, in regards to God's Word. Look it up in the Word. Read right. the bill yourself. And it actually will have links, PDFs, to be able to get to it. But the implantable device that he's speaking of, is he's showing a picture of it, and it's a grain of rice right beside it. Mm. And it's right about the size of a grain of rice, maybe about a grain and a half of rice right there.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Listen up.
And I think one reason why they took the thing out of the bill and has made it vague is because a couple of years ago, Ron Paul came out. And he said, buried deep within over 1,000 pages of this massive U.S. healthcare bill, in a non-discussed section titled C-11, Section 2521, this is H.R. 3200, National Medical Device Registry, and which states its purpose as, he quotes that part of the law, and then goes on to say, in a real-world speak, according to this report, this new law, when finally implemented, provides the framework for making the United States the first nation in the world to require each and every one of its citizens to have implanted in them a radio frequency identification microchip for the purpose of controlling who is or isn't allowed medical care in their country.
It just goes on, you know, for 11 minutes. You've got to see that. It's on the VFN TV blogger. Will be today.
Wow, that is awesome. Who would have thought, you know, all of that information was just right there in this bill. And most of this of the Congress... and it hasn't even read through it. And I don't even know that many Americans actually have, you know much about it as well.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, even how he's presenting it, he's showing you the text and he's just helping people read it, but he's just pointing at it with a pointer and he's reading it, and you can see it, you know, on this. And, you know, we got so many things we're going to share with you, more details. We believe the Lord's revealed to us there's things behind what you're seeing. We believe that God has shown us that we need to really pray for our leaders, as always, of course. Yeah. We need to pray for our president and his family, and because there's somebody behind all this, and it's not necessarily our president, but it's somebody behind him. We'll talk more about that. I mean, very specific dreams and very specific visions, you know, God revealing the strategies, you know, to us. No, in part, we prophesy in part, but listen, you know, pray that, you know, God intervenes with all this. Mm-hmm. But with it, so just like India, we're like, oh, I can't believe India is getting, you know, retina scans, and I can't believe they're getting fingerprints. They're only getting retina scans and fingerprints. We're getting chips, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and, you know, obviously chips, we're not talking about, you know, a bag of chips here, you know, and if you know what a RFI, you know, then you got it. But most of us don't. Mm-hmm. And what it is just a thing that sends out a transmitter. It's like your radio. If you turn on a radio and without any wires going to it, you just ran on batteries and you turn it on, it sends out or receives frequencies. Mm. And so this little chip does the very same thing. So it just constantly will be sending out who you are, how much money you have. And for example, if right now in Walmart, you know, Walmart has a lot of this technology, because there's this huge distributor of goods, and they have their pallets where they stack all their goods on, the forklifts come and pick those pallets up, and, you know, these different things move around. But what happens is that the pallets talk to other parts of the data system, and RFI chips and all this kind of stuff. When you say chip, it's not necessarily always the same, you know, it doesn't look like a chip, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it communicates and lets you know, hey, this is a pilot of this and this is a pilot of that. This has to go to Denver. This one has to go to California. And it's all this interchanging and intertalking. And so what their desire is, and it's just all in the name of business. And remember, the beast is at the end, when we talk about it, it's all about business.
Right. You know, just to go along with that, Square, you may be familiar with this, has an app for the phones. And it's a way that you can take a merchant account, I guess. Mm-hmm. You probably know about this. A merchant account, you can scan your card across it, and you can transact business on your iPhone, or, you know, iPhone, I guess, and other cell phones. Well, with Square now, what they're wanting to do and what they're getting out is that people will be able to have Square accounts on your phone, and businesses have the same thing connected for their business. So typically this is how it works.
Two squares meet, right?
Exactly. If I have a Square Starbucks account, and Starbucks automatically knows that I'm within the vicinity of two blocks away from them, they can send me a special coupon so that I can walk into their business and buy, you know, but they're already talking now via cell phone.
Right, right. And so, you know, you're right. And so with that it's all about business. And this is where I personally believe the church went astray in America, is not all the church, but just where our hearts got lured. We need to come back. Is we use, it's just business. Don't take it personal. It's just business. And it's like, I mean, read the word and read. We were complaining about Congress not reading the bill. You know, the church doesn't read the word of God. I mean, he's very into just scales. He's into, you know, if your house is filled with a widow's furniture that you built her for, God sees that furniture. I mean, he says in his word, he sees any increase you've gotten off in a wrong way off of others,
right?
You know, and so many people just go, it's just business. Well, in the name of business, you know, people are selling their lives, their hearts, their identity, you know, for a discount, for a product. And now at the very end, as things progress, you know, and we don't know how long that is, it's obviously the beginning stages of all this, that the beast, it will be a beast business, a beast economy. Everything will happen in the context. Remember the isms that I talked about?
Right.
You know, it'll be beastisms, you know, how the beast runs the economy at that particular point. And I don't know if it's a IP6 or something like that, the web addresses, but, you know, if you type in www.whatever.com, you know, you're trying to find a website, and I found out that most people don't even do that. They just go to Google and just start typing in. It's like,
I know,
you know, you got to find out where the browser is and use it, because Google's tracking everything that you do when you don't do it the other way. But everybody has a certain number. It's like maybe four sets of numbers originally in the IP address, which is your internet service provider address. And even though you typed in a name, that name was connected to those numbers. And everybody, there was enough numbers at one point for everybody, but the way everything grew, they had to start borrowing numbers. And then finally, they had to, when you get on the internet, they didn't know who, they couldn't pin that number to you because, you know, sometimes that's their number, sometimes it's not. And so there just wasn't enough internet addresses for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about tracking people. We're talking about, you know, China, we're talking about India, and now we're talking about the healthcare bill. We're talking about what we just heard about the RFID chip and HR 3962, you know, what we call, you know, healthcare bill, or some people call it the Obamacare type bill. By the way, I went to go get my glasses yesterday. I had a chance to go there while I was out, and I was going to getting my new set of glasses or whatever. And I looked at the lady, serious as can be, and I said, after she told me this humongous price for my glasses, she said, I said, well, does the healthcare plan cover this? And the place erupts in laughter. I'm thinking, like, does anybody believe this?
Right.
You know, this would be nice right now for, you know, this thing, you know. And of course, they just laughed at it. And then she looked at me, this is what she said. This is the person, the optician that saw, you know, giving me my glasses. She says, well, I know this, that my husband is buying lots of ammo and I'm buying food. I'm thinking, well, can I have, you know, a progressive lens, please? You know, I think of, I was like, I can't believe this. This lady just told me that her husband's buying ammunition and she's storing food.
Wow.
It's almost like prudent preparation. When you think about, if you have not heard prudent preparation, it's a subscriber, right? You got to subscribe for that. It's VFNTV.com. Subscribe for free. You know, you need to get it. You know, a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, and a fool keeps going and suffers for it. You know, it's been good. I'm going to talk about something in a moment that may kind of relate to that. But getting back to it, it's HR Bill 3962 that just got, and it's interesting because that was the hearing that you heard Vice President, then Senator Biden, talking to the Chief Justice when they were confirming him, saying, you will rule on this. Right. And here he was. He just ruled on it. Senator Biden, now Vice President Biden, was absolutely right. Uh-huh. And this is a big deal, you know, as he said. And and so he did. He was the deciding factor. And maybe those words just kind of went through his mind and remembered what was said to him. And he ruled, yes, this is constitutional, but it's a tax. That's what they said.
Uh-huh.
And now it's for the people to decide. And if we give the government all of our health care and they're responsible for it, then you have to understand they're controlling the economy at that point.
Mm.
You know, some bureaucrat, some person, which is a person working for the government, there's 16,000 IRS agents that have been hired during the Obama administration. 16,000
wow.
extra IRS agents. Those will be your healthcare provider, premium paying individuals to make sure that you're, if they do it for the chip, the secretary says the chip, you know, they're the ones that are going to be verifying right. all this and collecting and managing all your money. Because when you file your taxes, you declare all your finances, you declare all, you know, all your forms of income and where you've gotten it from, and you pay tax on that money. Well, now 16,000 plus are there setting up to pilfer that, to go through it, to find out how healthcare is going to be paid for in your life. Do you really want an IRS agent? You know, do you really want a bureaucrat? You know, just die. You know? I mean, do you want, are we willing to surrender our children's freedom because we're not willing to die?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We want to live forever. You know, right. I'm just saying, listen, if it means we got to sell our soul to the devil.
Right.
To live an extra 5 years. The answer is no.
Right.
You know, right? Yeah, no.
Jesus first.
Yeah. And Jesus heals. He's healed my body, you know, several times. He's healed a lot of people that I've known. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people are healed completely and sometimes they're not. But if they're believers, they're totally healed when they go to heaven. So
that's right.
But mm-hmm. we have to be willing to trust God, you know. And if you haven't, also in VFN TV, you can get there, get the teaching SOS, you know, Tell Between Two Kings, because that's where we're at right now.
Mm.
And so, yes, remember, we're talking as if the church is walking in obedience to God. They're not 96%, according to George Bonner. We're saying that they're not robbing God of tithes and offerings, so that we can discuss this in a way that, you know, the people are going to be taken care of. Therefore, we don't need the government to take care of them, but they're not being taken care of. Now the government's right. stepping up to be able to do it, just like India. And, but when we, this year, we're going to be voting whether we want this thing to be here or not.
Mm.
And as many politicians, I'm evolving in my answer.
All right.
But because we have to meditate on the realities of who we are and where we are and where the church is, you know. And if somebody's drowning and we're not helping them out of the water, we can't sit here and say, we have no words to say other than, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Lord, help us That's get right. back to where we need to be. And at some point, prophetically, things are going to shift. Economies are going to shift. But if we vote in November, this November, this will be a huge vote. And things we're going to be sharing with you, we're trying to figure out how to share them with you that doesn't, we're just trying to figure out how to share them with you. It's big. Just listen. We would never, it's just big.
It's big.
And so voting for a certain candidate in November is voting for, you know, these stuff like RFID chips and giving the government control over our economy, just like they're doing the same thing in India. Just obviously, that, you know, in China, they don't own any land in China.
Right.
The government owns every piece of land. And so when the church was having a gathering at their place, they went and took a bulldozer and just pushed the whole house down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they were leaders of a network over there, just pushed their house down. They locked them up in jail. And that's the direction. Realize that Satan does not love the church. He does not love a believer. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you're not number one on his list in regards to having a cup of coffee, but you're number one on his list to be able to destroy you. His right. name is the destroyer. And we cannot surrender this freedom. I mean, we cannot surrender this freedom, but the only hope for this for this to happen is for us, the church, because the plan's being devised against us, orchestrated, and you can find out more about that as well. The Elijah Storm that's in VFN TV. You got to hear it. You want to know what's going on. You know, is America under judgment? It's another one. So you can speak, you know, and search the word out for wisdom on how to respond to the season. This is like the timings of Issachar. You got to know the season in which you're in. And we're in a deep, deep season, and we're moving rapidly to an area that we don't want to go. And everybody that acts like nothing's wrong, they'll be the first ones screaming and running and go. They'll go this. They'll say, I don't believe it. And it's like, really? You know, you led me to the end of this thing. You didn't tell me to prepare. And now you look at me and you say, I don't believe it. You know, it's just like, oh, my goodness. Right. Help me, Jesus. I heard this one little thing said. It was a friend of mine that says, Lord, says, what was it? He says, give me patience. Give me patience. But please don't give me strength because I might need bail. Go ahead, John.
No, I'm reminded of a statement that you said before, and I don't know if it was from Margaret Thatcher, but maybe you can share that with us here on the radio about what they've learned once they were able to give health care.
She was talking to President Ronald Reagan, and you know, she was conservative, and she believed, you know, kind of wanting to go in the direction that America was going. And she told, I believe it was President Reagan, you know, once they started providing health care, they could never get the heart of their people back.
Wow.
You know, that was the default, you know. And it's really tough. I mean, when you're going through something physically, somebody you love is going through something physically, I mean, and somebody's offering a hand, I mean, that's where so many false religions do. They jump in there and say, listen, you're in need. You know, I'm going to help you out, you know, even in gangs. I mean, gangs, you know, they come there and they actually physically help somebody out. Right. And they provide protection for them. They make them part of a family. And they're providing something that person needed.
Sure.
But it was a gang.
Right.
You know, you go to, you know, Islam in America, it primarily grew from prisons where they went into the prisons in the early parts of the century and began to, you know, recruit prisoners, you know, and then now it's through more migration that's happening. But that's where that was coming from, is going to the prison, beginning to build it in the prison. And so we have to, if in fact, just think, if we were faithful to God, you know, faithful to God with what's his.
Right.
You know, the church would be taken care of. And in that, many people would want what the church has, is a relationship with God and health and function. And they would be drawn to God. And they would have their needs met as well. But as long as we're looking to government to be able to do that, I mean, this is the end of it. You're just buying into the one world economy. And the only logical answer for this direction, like the world is flat, Freeman talks about, and what they're doing now, because, you know, as Americans, we make more money in a week than most third world countries will make in an entire year.
Right.
You know, I don't have the pay scale in front of me, but we're wealthy. You know, our poorest is wealthy.
They say, I heard a report on one of the news stations says that the poorest American lives in more square footage than the average European.
Yes. I've been there.
About that.
It's just like cramped quarters. Anyway, and so we've been so blessed. God has so blessed us. But now we're removing God from all his name, from all these different things. You know, his name now, in God We Trust, is on the edge of the coin. That is so prophetic, isn't it? It's like America's on the edge. You're on the edge of making a huge mistake. I know we talked about, you know, America's being on the edge, and they've been getting us closer and closer to the edge. But things can change. I mean, it can change instantly, as we saw with Nineveh, if we repent, just make a decision and repent, realize everything's going to escalate. It's not going to be, you know, it's going to be all outright information, emotional onslaught from the adversary. It's not going to be just kind of trickle in. It's just going to be things are being set up where it's going to be just like a bam and a shift. And with that, you know, overnight, what's being set up behind the scenes is going to be kicked in.
That's right.
You know, I literally saw a vision. In this vision, I saw, you know, the paper money being sucked off the face of the earth. It was just as plain as can be. And it was like, imagine, you know, money being under rocks and behind things, and it's just flapping the way it would, flapping out from behind things, and it was kind of going up like a pipe was in heaven. Imagine that. And it was all being sucked to that one location. So if you do that, you can imagine it's sort of like a mountain. It looks like a mountain from a distance. Mm-hmm. But it's all kind of getting sucked to that one point, and then all of a sudden, you know, it just turns and it just burns up. Mm-hmm. It's this huge fire, and the paper money was being destroyed. Well, look right now. Look at the digital economy. How many people actually use paper money?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, how many people do that? And if they do, if you do use the check, they turn it to digital right in front of you. They don't, people don't realize when they run that check through the thing and they give it back to you, they just did what you refuse, you know, to be able to do, mm-hmm. you know, is go digital with it.
Right.
And so understanding that here we are at this one point. We're here at this one point where all these things are coming to pass rapidly. And as a matter of fact, when I think about the economies and what's happening right now, that I want to say this before, because John, I want you to share about the six dream about the 6 minutes, okay. The economy. And you can see this also on the VFN TV blog. Hopefully we'll have those totally up. You just click on dreams, visions, and prophecies, and it's all in one particular area. But we have a few days away from making a decision for who is going to be the next leader of our country. I really believe the man is irrelevant in the context of who we choose, but which God that we choose. Do mm-hmm. we choose God, the government, or do we choose Jehovah God?
Wow.
You know, and we got to find out, you know, which one is lining up with God's values and which one will give us more time to repent.
Right.
Because I don't see, you know, I don't want to talk about the candidates in that context, but understand that that in a few days, I mean, it's not far away. Look at November. You might as well say October because it's the 1st of November.
Right.
The lever is going to be pulled, and things that we've seen that we can't presently share with you, we're trying to figure out how to share it with you, it's not going to be good.
Right.
It's not going to be good no matter which way it goes because everybody's being pushed against the wall. Change is being forced, and we, all we know is the dreams and the things that God's showing us and what we have in our spirit and what's being revealed to us in our abiding times and what we're seeing evident of. But share, John, because we're talking about economy, the beast economy. We're talking about India and China and now America because of the healthcare law, that if we go this route, if we say yes, because, you know, you could actually choose a particular candidate, a presidential candidate, this says it's going to cancel this thing. He'll just cancel it. It's like, boom. Which in turn, we can't just say, hey, let's don't cancel figuring out how to take care of people.
Sure.
But let's don't turn over our lives to the government to take care of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Share that.
Well, I had this dream. The Lord spoke to me in a dream one night. And in this dream, I was walking in my office to work. And I noticed that there was a group of employees.
Well, where do you work? Tell them where you were.
I work at Berklee College. I work at college here in New Jersey, New York area. And I was walking to my office, to where I sit. And I noticed that there was a bunch of employees that were circling or gathered around the television screen, which was really unusual.
At the office, right?
At the office. Mm-hmm. And then so I paused and stopped. You could tell that there was tension in the air. People were kind of anxious. And it was a live broadcast. And so, you know, now we're used to breaking news. You know, breaking news used to be they're breaking news. Now they'll talk 10 minutes about what they're about to break. But this was an opportunity where it was truly unprofessional, kind of, if you will, not as sharp. There was a reporter down in the New York Stock Exchange, and surrounding him were a bunch of stock traders. Now, typically, I mean, I've been to the New York Stock Exchange before. They're running around, and it's real active. But all of them, it was like, it stopped. I mean,
it did what?
It just like stopped. They were just standing around.
Trading business stopped.
Well, get this. They're standing around and the reporter's being anxious. And he says, we're about to share something with you, but we don't want you to panic. And instantly, when he said that, you know, I already knew in my spirit from what the things the Lord has already showed us. And you know, as we just know in our spirit, I knew this was that. So I'm about to share with you what that is. So I'm going to my office to gather my things because I know what he's about to share.
This is in the dream.
This is all the dream.
Okay.
So I gather my things and I'm getting ready to walk out.
Because you're going to be, you realize it's time for me to tell them what God's doing. I'm fixing to do it.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm walking back, I'm positioning myself, and he says, we just want to tell you right now that in 6 minutes, the world's going to be over as you know it.
What?
6 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
So, of course, everyone's just in shock. You know, they don't know what's going on. And instantly in the dream, I rise up and say, God told us about this. I'm telling you, everything is on the blog. Go to the blog.
Which will be the VFN-TV blog today, right?
Exactly. Because God's been telling us this for years, that it's the economy and what's going to be happening. It's going to be crashing. And so I was able to share with them the good news, and I was able to get prepared to share more with the church. But I'll tell you, you know, the Bible says that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And we need to make a shift from trusting the economies of this world to trusting the economies of God. You know, we need to be able to trust the Lord with all of our finances, with all of our life, because ultimately he is in control. And whoever is controlling the finances really runs and controls their heart. I've seen so many people do so many compromising things for money. But when you trust God, it all works out. And so I encourage you, continue to stay tuned, continue to listen to what's being shared on VFN Radio, because you'll be prepared, if you will.
So you think about it. So in 6 minutes, and then you know, because this is how, you know, you learn about this, is that you have to be involved in the transition. God has given you as a human being authority, and you have to buy in. Enough human beings have to buy into something. And if we don't buy into it, then somebody has to trick us or deceive us, because you are legitimate. I mean, God's giving you the authority to operate in this life. So that's why the people do so many things trying to deceive and to sell you on something that's wrong. But understanding that, you know, second heaven, Ephesians 6 and 12, that we talk about all the time, that you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness and principalities and powers. And that's what's really going on. That there's going to be a suddenly, this is like a bam, it's just going to hit, you know, in 6 minutes is about enough time to put your head between your knees. Mm-hmm. And it's not the end of the world, but it's the end of the world as you know it, as you know it. And we had some dry runs with catastrophe with 5 hurricanes in one hurricane season. And it does stop. It stops instantly, totally instantly. And so you need to be prepared for this. Prudent preparation. These things are happening so quick. What does that mean? That means this. If we go back and revisit the original intent, and you can go, we put this up, we've been talking about it, you know, going all the way back to the original intent of our founding fathers, the Declaration of Independence, that all of the first 54 words of the Declaration of Independence, know them, memorize them, understand that God, we believe that our rights come from God and that all men are created equal. And that that we loan leadership to a representative government. It's not only supposed to read the bills. This is the design. They're supposed to read them, then come back and report to us in our town hall meetings and one-on-ones what that bill says. And then we tell that representative, you know, this is kind of how we want it to go. And then they go back and they what's called represent us. That's what they call representative. You know, not dictator, the representative. And it's called representative governments. People say, we're a democracy, we're a democracy. Actually, we're a republic. You know, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and all this. But it also tells us that the republic, it calls it the republic in the Pledge of Allegiance. Because we're a republic. You know, we have to rediscover that. And if we don't, we're going to lose it. And a democracy is majority rules, which means you're going to be able to get 51% of anybody to do anything, and it happens, you know, and you know that's very doable.
That's right.
It's very, very doable. Well, we'll be right back in just one moment.
There comes a point in time when God begins to call his people to himself. He begins to call out to our hearts, call out as deep calls into deep. He begins to lure us to himself and speak to us
and reaffirm us. And it's sometimes he just says, listen, I'll just forget all that. I'll forgive all that. Just come back. Let's reboot. Let's go back to the cross. Let's go back to your first love. Listen, God, even though the condition of where we are right now in America, where the condition of the world is, and it's not good, I mean, God's still calling himself a people. He's calling out. The question is, will you respond? It's to you. It's not to the person on your left. It's not to the person on your right. You know, if what you're doing is not what God says to do, wouldn't you ask yourself, what then should I do? Right. What does God's word tell me to do? I mean, you've got to be, I mean, think about Steve Hill. Mm-hmm. You think about Steve Hill. He just wanted God desperately. I think about, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick, when he said, when God began to pour himself out on Father's Day of 1995, even prior to that or during, he says, listen, I don't care where God is moving. Wherever he's moving, that's where I'm going to be. We have to become that desperate. As a matter of fact, Steve Hill right now begins to talk about the condition of America, and I'll be right back.
This is what I'll come do. Okay, and I want to talk about a move of God, revival, just for a few minutes. And our nation right now is in terrible shape. Our nation needs something besides religion. And religion is hanging around the cross. Christianity is getting on the cross. Okay, religion is, and America right now is hanging around the cross. Okay, the cross has benefits. Okay, there's great benefits to Christianity, but Jesus got on it, and he talked to his disciples about getting on it. And so revival to me is a little bit more, there's a little bit more sacrifice involved in it.
And it's exactly what you think about it, that is what it takes. And he proved it with his life. He proved it by saying, you know, I'm desperate for God. I'm willing to get on the cross. God has called us to pick up our cross and follow him. Follow him. And what we do, we're together because we're following him. I mean, he's what we have in common. If you're ready to follow him, if that's you, if you don't want to see this nation just go by the wayside, you don't want to see it just set aside. You know, God is looking for a people. Isaiah said, here I am, send me. Maybe, just maybe, the VFN family's for you. Or someone that is moving in the context of what God is doing in this day as well across the earth. Check it out, vfnfamily.org, but we're not just talking about it. We're doing it. vfnfamily.org. Pat.
Oh, I love the VFN family.
Technology is amazing the way things are going, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are just so, things are moving so quick. You remember, you used to have to, I don't know if you might, you remember dialing the phone?
Yeah.
The dial.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you mess up like on the seventh number or something, the sixth number. It's like, oh, man, they have 3 8s or zeros in their number. It's like, oh, my goodness. You love those like 1 2 2 1. You probably don't even know what we're talking about. You know, a lot of the generations listen. But listen, people text today, and the text sends a text message, and it goes all the way to China.
Right.
And it lasts, I don't know, it takes about 6 seconds to get there. And we go, hurry up. You know?
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, think about this. You can subscribe to VFN TV. It's free to subscribe. And you can have access to everything. And, of course, we want you to have everything, you know, by texting.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually take your phone and text, if you can text, the letters V as in Victor, VFN TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's VFN TV to the number 22828. Did you know that? You text, this is how simple it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that quick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can text VFN TV to the number 22828, and it'll walk you through a few little simple processes. And next thing you know, you'll be fully subscribed, and you can log in to all the wonderful things that are available for you on at VFNTV.com and on your Android phones and your Apple phones and your iPads. And I don't know all the things that are going out there. That's just so neat, isn't it?
That's awesome.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
Just text VFN TV to the number 22828. That's VFN TV to the number 22828. You're listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. And joining me in the last few moments is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. You know, it makes me think about what we're talking about, you know, you got to hear, if you missed it, you've got to hear what happened today in the first and the extra hour. You know, time is short, but it's short in regards to making a change.
That's right.
You know, we can make a change, or it's short in regards to somebody else making a change and we're living with it. But, you know, I think about this. There was this couple, John, there was this couple that had this child. And this child never talked. You know, most children kind of go, what? They begin like, ga-ga, goo-goo, something like that, right? Right? Is that right?
Or feed me, feed me.
Well, later on, yeah, it's like,
feed me.
No, and then you know, so they took the child to the doctors, you know, and the doctor says everything seems all right, everything's okay. And so they waited, maybe they just needed some more time, and so the child grew older, you know, this toddler, you know, 2 or 3 years old, and he's like, you know, he's still not talking. He's still not talking. And so they just think, well, I guess he, you know, he just doesn't talk. You know, and then he got around 6 years old and he still hasn't said a word. Hasn't said a word. And they finally take him to another doctor. This listen, check him out. Make sure, you know, and they said, we looked him over. He has everything. He has all the parts. I mean, everything's there. I don't know why he's not talking, but he could talk. I mean, he has the thing. I mean, everything's there. And so on his 7th birthday, his mama fixed him breakfast and his dad was in there reading the newspaper in the kitchen. And she puts his breakfast in front of him. And this kid that hasn't talked up until 7 years.
Seven.
Who has all these parts to talk. He goes, Mama, this toast is burnt like the devil. And so with that, the parents are like just jumping around and celebrating, and they're just so happy. They're just exhilarated that, oh, our son can talk. He can talk. We thought he couldn't talk, but he can talk. And they're just, oh, they're just how happy. And then all of a sudden they came to a certain point. They began to wonder, And so they looked at him. If you can talk, son, if you can talk, why didn't you say something? He said, up to now, everything's been okay. And let me tell you something. This is the church. Right now, today, it's been okay. You've been able to get away with just living off the labor of others, living off the words of others, living off the fruit of others, but you're going to have your own fruit. You're going to have to know his voice. You know, it's not going to be okay anymore. We're going to have to, no matter what, we're going to have to go through a transition that Chuck Pierce, you know, the prophet Chuck Pierce talks about, that we're going to have to fight for this country the way that the founding fathers had to fight for it to get back to where it was. I mean, it's not going to be okay anymore. We're going to have to begin to open our mouths and profess, first of all, asking for forgiveness and restoration. Secondly, getting discipled so we don't get led astray and held captive by our cords of sin. And then we got to go teach others God's ways.
Wow.
You think about that. And so we've been preparing for quite some time for this. We don't make sense to somebody who thinks things are okay. But the ones who can see it, for example, I know we're down to the last few moments here, but I had somebody, it was come to me and they said, listen, I love my church. I love my pastor and all this stuff. He says, but he just keeps on preaching on grace every day when the whole world's falling apart. He doesn't talk about anything that I'm seeing happen every single day. Listen, we have to start preaching from our pulpits, from our wherever we're talking, and from every microphone we can get to preach the ways of God. Preach, you know, what's happening. Let people know what's going on. Preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We're doing that, you know, at Vine Fellowship Network. You can find out more about it at vfnfamily.org. Listen, God has prepared for Himself a people. He has prepared for Himself a people. Do you want to actually stay and not go? Do you want to read about it? Or do you want to write about it? It's up to you. What are you going to do with that? Well, thank you so much, John, for joining us in the extra hour. So good to have you. And Pat, we thank all of our listeners that are out there as well. We're coming to the end of the extra hour. Can you believe it happens so quick? Pray you have a blessed day, that you will go to the BFN TV blog and get all the details of what we're talking about right there and verify it with the word of God, and don't take my word for it. Check it out yourself. Read it yourself and find out. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow on BFN Radio.